I'll tell you what, though. Yeah. If you ain't never owned a Prius, most underrated vehicle of all time. I had a Prius before I bought my truck. To the ground.
To the ground. It just goes.
I beat the shit out of that car. And that thing still moved, bro. Still. I can't even tell you how many times I literally had 0 miles in the gas tank, and I drove like 30 miles with
Ow.
Dude, most underrated vehicle of all time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 714 podcast. Today, I got Seventh Heaven. He's in the studio.
What's up, guys? What's up?
He's a artist, producer, you know, just makes cool music, cool dude.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Honestly, it's going good. Had a good morning so far, you know, just here.
You just shot a music video?
Yes, dude. Yeah, we just shot a music video Saturday.
And
it was like, yesterday. God, yeah. Dude, I'm like, I think like Tuesdays or Fridays and like Saturdays or Wednesdays. Like my days are so screwed up. But yeah, we saw one on Saturday out at a Whitewater Canyon. Like like I had to be on set at like 4 a.m.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of terrible to be there that early in the morning or late at night, or however you want to say it. Uh-huh. But we shot for like 8-9 hours and it was awesome, honestly. Footage came out super sick. They got to take it back to the studio and edit it, and they got to do all the voiceovers and stuff for it, and just splice everything together, do all their movie magic with it. Mm-hmm. Not my department at all. So
you're just there.
I just showed up. Yeah, I was just like, honestly, I'm just here. Like, I
showing
felt bad.
Up is half of it.
So. Literally, I just felt bad. I was like, can I help with anything? Because they're like, they have like lights and gaffs and cameras, and I'm like, dude. Can I, like, carry something? Like, no. Like, there's muffins at the car. Just go eat a muffin. I'm like, I feel so useless right now. But, yeah, it was tight. It was a fun experience. It was, like, it's my first music video that I've ever shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited. It was, like, I've been waiting a long time to, like, do my first music video. And, like, for the right song at the right time. And, like, it just felt like the stars had aligned. Yeah. And I was, like, you know, this is, like, the shot. And we've had it planned for, like, 5 months. It just kept getting, like, pushed back just because of like COVID everything that's going on with the world, but we finally got it done. So mid-May is when I'm expecting it to be right. out. So
that's cool. That's cool. And music video is probably super fun to shoot. Like it's
for sure. Like
it, you see it on YouTube of all these rappers and shit. They're just like having fun. Like they got their whole crew behind them and just like doing everything. So
it's exactly what it looks like. Like it's just hanging out. Like, they bring food and coffee and all this, and like it's just having fun. Like,
that's
just
what it's all about.
Literally, it's what it's all about. Like everything that you do, like if being a creative, whether you do a podcast, whether you're an artist, like
having
it has
fun.
To be fun. Like if you're not having fun, then why are you doing it? Like, like obviously it's work and like it's a job or whatever, however you want to say it.
Like there's like, discipline involved, but at the same time, it should be something that you want to do every single day.
Exactly.
Right.
You have to want to be able to do it. And just like you said, like you have to have fun. If you're like not having fun and enjoying what you're doing, then you need to not be doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah. That's one of the key things I think that a lot of people don't understand is because whatever society tells them, like they just get hooked onto that. And really it's not for them at whatever they're doing. Maybe it's college, maybe it's a job, a certain like path that they're taking. It's not and they get used to it. That's the thing. And they feel that it's okay to do that instead.
Totally. Yeah. Just find your own lane.
Yeah.
Like find what you like to do and just go do it. Like we live in such a different world now than it was 20 years ago or whatever.
It's
like
crazy.
People are making money doing crazy things.
For
like,
sure.
That people would never think that you could make a living off, and they are. So it's like
you were talking about OnlyFans.
Literally, I've really talked about this so much. I feel so strongly about OnlyFans. It's crazy. Like, it's just crazy to me that like Jenny from the block from high school that's like had somewhat of like a little body or a little bit of clout on social media is now on OnlyFans making 30K a month or some
Damn.
Fucking crazy shit. I'm like, yo, what?
Like,
how is that even possible?
I'm like, yo, sign me up. Like, how do I do that? Like, I'm trying to make 30 grand a month off posting pictures, but not really, because I'm not going to do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. Like, yeah, OnlyFans.
It's out there. At least it's there.
Exactly. Like, it's, yeah, OnlyFans, YouTube, like, podcast, anything.
Everything.
Like, everything and anything that you could possibly, like, make. Wouldn't think that people can make a living off. People are making a living off and a killing off of it, too. Yeah. Like, so it's definitely, like, I feel like it's should be inspiration and motivation to anyone that's like, maybe school isn't for me, or maybe a 9-to-5 isn't for me, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, explore other options. Like, you got time.
You got time, bro.
Definitely. Don't stress.
I know. I even, like, you're an inspiration to me on for a few reasons, actually, but I follow you on Snapchat, right? And dude, like, when I see you, like you're up late at night, like you said, making music at like 4 a.m., 3 a.m., you're out there.
Oh, yeah.
And
crackhead hours.
Yeah. But when I see you, like, making music, having fun, just like by yourself, that's what I love seeing, you know, just having fun and doing what you love. Like,
yeah.
No, you don't care about what anybody else thinks or anybody's doing. Like, you just focus on you. And that's inspirational, man. I love being around you too, because of your energy. Like, you came in here, you're hyped up, you're going at it like that. I love being around people like you, because you bring everybody else up too.
Thank you.
That's what.
Yeah, I appreciate that for real. I'm a high energy ass person.
I know.
Like,
it's like
I have so much energy. Nothing. Like, bro, I just have so much energy. Like, I'm honestly, like, I'm just enthusiastic about life. Like, I just love life and, like, being able to, like, do this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, so many people don't even have the opportunity to, like, do anything that they want to do, and, like, the fact that I'm able to do it and, you know, be on my own time or schedule. And it's like, it's so funny that you say that, because, like, all the times I've been to, like, shows or festivals, mm-hmm. and, like, people are always like, dude, what is your friend on? Like, what drugs did he take? And they're like, dude, he is sober as a, like, sober as sober gets. Like, I just am a high energy ass person. Like, and don't get me wrong, obviously there's times where, like, I'm not, just because I'm, like, literally so tired.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Other than that, this is, like, me 99% of the time. Just, mm-hmm. let's go.
Why do you think that is?
Honestly.
Where did it come from?
Honestly, it's just, like, I've kind of always been that way. Like, mm-hmm. I've always been the glass half full type of person. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that, because I didn't used to be when I was, like, younger. Like, I had, like, a transition when I was, like, 16 years old, that I was, like, going down a path that I was like, this probably isn't the right thing to be doing, and, like, kind of just switched, like, my whole mentality on mm-hmm. things, and, like, dealt with, you know, shit that had happened in my past, and, like, I just flipped my whole mindset, and I was like, bro, be stoked on life. Like, there's no reason not to be. Like,
that's all it is the flip of perspective, and your whole life changes.
Perspective is everything, dude. Perspective is absolutely everything.
Everything.
The way you look at a situation, and, like, the way you deal with the cards that you're dealt, like, that's what matters. Like, that's who you are as a person. Like, you can either go one of either way. Like, just choose to go the positive route. Like, I just try and tell people, and, like, I try and wake up every day and be like, hey, you know what? Just don't be a shitty person. Like, it's really not that hard. Like, just be a good person. Like, but yeah.
Yeah. For some people I know right now, there's, like, a bunch of people that have anxiety and not having the best of thoughts all day, you know, but I think the key is to, like, watch people like you or anybody else that's bringing positive energy. And then they could also, like, take some of that and bring it into their own lives as well.
For sure.
You know?
Like, energy is infectious. Like, positivity is infectious. Like, whether you intend it to be or not, like,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in person or through a podcast or through
anything,
through social media, like, if you're, like, genuinely just radiating good energy and positivity, like, it's infectious.
It shows.
And people will catch on. It's like, that's, like, always just been my goal, like, when I started, mm-hmm. like, being an artist, and just this is, like, I'm just who I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not pretending to be anybody that I'm not, like.
Yeah, that's how it should be, dude. I know, for me, do you know who Joey Diaz is?
Yeah.
The comedian? Yeah. I watch his podcast a lot, and every time you hear him, you could tell that he's giving everything into the mic. Like, you could feel the vibration he's on.
You feel the passion.
Yeah, through the the passion, through whatever you're watching it on, and you just feel that energy.
For sure.
And that's what I try to bring in my own life, because I know people out there are watching me and I want to bring that energy. So I had to get to that level as well. So
for sure, you want to bring that value to your, you know, your audience, of make sure that you're bringing positive people and good energies, good vibrations on. Spreading through the camera waves, positivity only.
Positivity.
Yes, sir.
Hope you feel it. Yep. And so I want to talk about music real quick. What got you into making music in the first place?
Literally had someone ask me this the other day. It's so funny. Like, it's a long story, but not a long story, but I'll make it short. So I was like,
keep it long. I mean, we got time.
Perfect. So it honestly all started when I was like in like elementary school, and there was a GoPro commercial at one point where this dude was going over a waterfall.
Oh shit.
And it had at the time I didn't know, but it was Skrillex's song Scary Monsters Nice Sprites. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was in my garage with my papa. He was like working on cars and shit, doing his thing, and like I'm just like looking at this TV, listening to this sound, and I'm like, what is going on right now? Like, I've never heard of anything like this. Cause basically, like, before that, it was like Eminem. That's all I listened to as a kid. I was like, dude, Eminem was all that I listened to in like middle school. And then I heard this and I was like so intrigued because
it was different.
Yeah, it was different. I'd never heard anything like this before. And it was like the visual with the waterfalls, fucking crazy noises and shit. The guy was like falling 50 feet. I was like, dude, what is this?
Yeah.
And then I literally just went upstairs and like went on the internet and was like GoPro commercial waterfall, looked it up, and I was like, what song is it? Found it, and then like went on YouTube and went down that absolute rabbit hole, like hours and hours and hours just down of like all of Skrillex's stuff, all of like old Flux Pavilion and just like OG ass EDM guys. And then that year for Christmas I asked for like a little DJ board, and then that's pretty much where it started. And then, like, that Christmas...
How old were you during this time?
I want to say, like, 10, 11.
10? Damn.
I'd probably say, like, 10 to 12, honestly. Mm-hmm. 10 to 12 is, like, when this was happening. And then it was just, like, progressive every year. And then I, like, just started DJing at first and then, like, having fun on that. But really getting involved in the music as far as, like, who I like, artists, different styles, different genres, like... festivals, watching all that stuff, because obviously I wasn't old enough to go to any at that point. And honestly, like one of the people who really got me into it was Avicii. Rest in peace, Tim. But yeah, he was a huge inspiration of mine, like when I first started. But I didn't even really start producing until like freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. And then like I didn't really start to get serious probably within the last like 2-3 years, honestly, like really serious about it. But that's kind of how like it started. It just was like I heard it and it was just like
that's
sparked,
how it goes
of, like,
always.
No, it really does. Like I was just like, what is this? I want to figure it out. And then like as I got more down the rabbit hole and like got a little bit of equipment, I was like, dude, I want to do this. Like I want to make people move. I want to make people feel like I want to make people experience, like try and see if I can't put myself and like my experiences and my stories and emotions through sound and see if people can connect and like, cause that's a powerful thing. Like
I know
that's a very powerful thing.
What's the biggest thing you've seen like in yourself that has grown throughout this process? Like from where you started, where have you grown the most? Or is it like everything overall, or can you name anything
for
specific?
Sure. Definitely production quality, number one. that's improved a lot. And like, I feel like the biggest thing too that's really happened pretty recently, like in the past like year to year and a half, was like I just became so self-aware with myself as an artist that I just realized that I really don't care what anybody thinks.
Like, that's the unlock right there.
Dude, that has been my biggest unlock, and like that has changed so much for me. Like, but that's been recently. Like, I do not care what people think. Like, if you like my music, awesome. I love you. If you don't, I really don't care, but I still love you. Like, it doesn't matter to me, or like if I post or whatever, like it does not matter. Like, I am solely doing this for me. Like, I have no one else to impress or prove. Like, this is like for me and just for myself to like, this is what I need to do. This is what I was put on this earth to do. And like,
when you know, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. When you know, and like, that's definitely been my biggest thing. But yeah, it's just quality as an artist, I would say, has been just improving a lot.
Yeah.
So I can't complain, but that comes with time, like with anything. I mean, shit, yeah, some people
practice always makes better in anything you're doing.
Anything.
It's just like, if you put the time into it and you consistently do it, that's what makes everything great.
He just said my favorite word on this planet, consistency.
Yeah.
That is my favorite word on this planet, consistency. Yes, you have to be consistent in anything that you do.
Yeah.
If you don't, it won't.
Never
just
happen.
Stop. Yeah, like, just stop. Like, yeah. It will never happen.
But that's the thing we were talking about, like, doing what you love. The consistency comes if you do what you love.
Exactly.
Like, if you don't like it, then there's no, you won't have the urge to do it as much. But once once you enjoy it, then all the consistency in the world comes to you.
Exactly. And then at that point, it becomes like, it doesn't become like a forced consistency thing where it's like, I have to do this. Like, I know that I have to be here. Like, no, it's like a consistency because you want to be consistent to get better because of like you want to.
Yeah.
Not because, oh, I have to be consistent because everyone says I have to be consistent. Like, nah.
Gary V screaming in your face.
Exactly. Be consistent. Fuck your mom, basically, is what he says. Like, garage sale, macro, micro. Yeah. No. Honestly, shout out Gary V. I love you. I watch you, or I listen to you all the time.
Yeah, he's been a big inspiration for me too, because at that, like, when I first listened to him, I think it was a crazy thing. Like, everything in life is crazy, but I first watched one of his videos on IG when an ad of his came up. Like, I didn't even know who this person was.
Target marketing.
Yeah, and I just clicked on his ad. I think I was 16 years old, clicked on his profile, and started watching a bunch of his videos. And he was like the first person, in my opinion, that actually like gave a fuck about people.
For sure.
Because I've seen a bunch, like Tai Lopez, all these like kind of, I don't want to say scam artists, but like they're, you know, they're saying, here's my Lamborghini. You know
what
I'm saying?
Like, you want the $1 million answer? Swipe up. Only $30 to download my free ebook that'll get you nothing. Like,
Dude, they don't give a fuck about you.
Hell no. And that's what I love about Gary Vee is that he just brings value for free. Like,
yeah, that's what that's how I even like got involved. I think he barely had a million followers at that point. And I just started watching his videos. And then over time I was, okay, this guy actually cares about people and is bringing his true self, like 100% authenticity all the time. And that's how he's built the following, you know?
Exactly.
And just watching his videos got me inspired and put me in the mind state to actually do what I wanted to do. Cause if I didn't watch his videos, I don't think I would have like the
confidence.
Yeah. To actually do anything.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree. He's honestly a superhuman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always,
always like, working.
He's like kind of like you, where you just have that high energy all the time.
He's
like,
high energy as shit. Yeah. Super high energy. Like, I want to get to that point too, where it's like when I'm posting a piece of content like that daily, because that's like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Now he has like a team and shit that does everything.
Oh yeah, he's got VaynerMedia, VaynerX, all that shit. But yeah,
he's up there.
You guys don't watch Gary V. Watch Gary V. God damn it.
You can look at this. I don't think that camera even goes at you. Yeah, it's this one. It's this
talking
one.
To all of you.
Yeah,
all angles, all angles.
Yeah, but yeah, dude. For me, I think the reason why I like music is because I know nothing about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to make it whatsoever. So I just love it so much. Like,
for sure,
it's a weird thing. But I think once you like make music, it has a different attitude.
Dude, I literally had this conversation with somebody the other night. They asked, it was actually some chick, and she was like, so like, does making music make listening to music different for you? I'm like, dude, it totally ruins it. Like,
it
in a way it does. Like,
because you know what's happening.
Yes. And like, I hate it on the part of like, because I overanalyze, like, I'll like sometimes not listen, like, especially if someone shows me a song for their first time, I'm like, like, the mix seems a little off. I hear that. I could even get a frequency dip here, you know, 3300 or about 134. It's a little bass heavy, though. I'm like, dude, listen to the song Gage. Yeah. Holy shit. Like,
that's why I never want to learn how to make music, because I just want to experience it for what it is.
You look at it from a totally different perspective, because you know what it takes like to make something like that. And it's just like, A lot of people don't even make their own music. And B, you know, they just make it or have the idea. They send it off and, you know, their team or their engineers or whoever mixes it, masters it, makes it sound pretty.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, making music is, it puts a very different perspective on music. Really does. Like, songs that people like love, like I hate because
Like what? What's an example?
Like, honestly, I don't listen to like a whole lot of rap. Like,
yeah.
Dog. What was that song? Dog Food by 42 Doug or whatever.
Dude, I don't listen to that.
We were listening to that shit last night and it was like, Dog Food. I was like, bro, people listen to this? Like,
I know, dude.
And then, like, the biggest thing is like, because I came very engineer heavy in the past like year of like the real technical detail stuff of like how music actually is made to sound good.
Yeah.
Like, you can have a great idea and like it can sound okay, but like the fine details is really like how a track is made. And like, that's the first thing I hear in songs now is like, I'm like, the mix is shit, vocals are too low, drums are too hot, and I'm just like, it's unbalanced, I can't listen to it, I turn it off.
Yeah, because most people, I think, don't understand that all these other people come into play, or like all these other talents that you gotta have to create a song or create an album. It's not only just the artist that's, you know, making a beat or singing on it. It's just everybody else, or even if that person has the skill to do everything else.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process, but you have to enjoy the process, because it is a process for sure.
What's the hardest part, you think, in making a song?
Making a song? Honestly, just the initial idea. Like, the initial idea of, like, why you want to make the song. For me, it's like, if I'm making a song, it needs to be because I'm making it for a reason, or like because I had an experience or I had a certain like emotion or whatever that I'm like,
you want to express it.
Maybe it's not at the front of my mind, but subconsciously, like, I know what I want to do, and I'm like, when I start writing melodies, chords, whatever, like, that's what comes out. And like, subconsciously I know that, but not like, I don't have...
You're not thinking of it.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of it exactly. And, like, I feel like that's when my best music is made. Like, dude, I cannot even tell you how many projects I have on my computer that, A, are, like, nothing. Or just, or, like, honestly, great ideas, but I have no, like, sentimental value to them, so I won't release them. Like, I don't want to just put out content musically to just put it out.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do that. Like, I can't just be like, oh, the song's all right, cool, I'll put it out because I need to release something. Like,
yeah, because I think sometimes people get into this place, especially when you're a creator, that you want to put stuff out, right?
And you have to.
Yeah, you have to.
You have
feel
to.
Pressure in a way to, like, do this thing. But some days you're just not feeling it, and you still, like, put it, you want it to click, right? You want the idea to come out.
For
but
sure.
Some days it just doesn't happen.
Sometimes it doesn't, and it's like, that's a super frustrating thing, like, for me personally, because, like, I'm a go, like, 24/7 type of dude. Yeah. Like,
I love that too. Like, if I'm not moving around, going, like, dude, I just feel unproductive. And
literally, I feel so unproductive. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I'll, like, be doing something all day. It'll be like midnight, and I'm like, I have to go to the studio. Yeah. And I'm like, if I don't, I'm literally just lazy.
Yeah.
And I suck.
Yeah.
And like, but you like you were saying, like, sometimes it's just not there. Sometimes it doesn't click. Like, and you have to, like, find that line and that boundary of, like, with yourself and be like, hey, okay, I know that probably tonight is not going to be the night where I'm going to do anything productive. Like, maybe I should catch up on some sleep. And it's like, I'm still working with that line. Like, I'm like, I really am, because it's like, some nights you just feel like burnt out.
Yeah.
And you're like, your mind is all over the place thinking and trying to do a million things right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think overthinking is the cause of it, because you, the second I this is what I feel, the second I let go of trying, it just, the idea comes.
Oh, for sure.
like it's just, you're pushing too hard when your mind's like, all right, you just got to let go real quick and I'll give you everything you want.
Literally, 100%. Like, overthinking, people overthinking, like, holds back so much execution. Like, it's crazy.
It's,
like,
it's so insane.
So much more execution and like getting shit done could be done if people stop overthinking. And like,
exactly.
I deal with that like all the time, like especially in this process right now of like making this album. It's ridiculous. Like, my mind is a million different places at once and like overthinking all the time. Like, sometimes I literally have to step away for like 4 days from the studio because I'm about to change everything that I've done for like the past 2 years. But I'm like, dude, walk away. Like, or you're about to fuck up everything that you have right there. But yeah, it's a fine line for sure. And like, it's just balance.
Yeah.
Just balance. Everything in life is balance. Mm-hmm. You have to find that.
Yeah. It takes time to find it for yourself, but once you do, I think it's a better process. And I know for you, you're a big fitness guy. Like,
yes.
I want to talk about that real quick. I think that's one of the escapes that you have from music to take your mind off things.
100%.
Yeah.
I have to.
What's your motivation to go to the gym? Like, what do you feel like drives you to go? Because I know a lot of people that they want to get a better body. They want to feel fit, but they just don't do it at a lot of times, and they don't have the
self-motivation.
Yeah, self-motivation to go out and actually do it and do it consistently.
Yeah.
Every day, you know?
For me, it's just a personal thing. Like ever since I had a really bad shoulder injury a couple of weeks, like, more than a couple years ago, but it stopped me from like, I was a rugby player. I was played football, ran track, wrestled, like all physical sports. And I stopped. I had to stop because I got this injury and it was like, I didn't really know what to do. Cause I was like, I don't have a competition anymore. Like, so it was just kind of like with myself, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try and compete with myself every day to be in the best shape that I possibly can be in and just do it day in and day out and do it consistently. Like, if you're sick, suck it up and go. Unless you're in bed dying, like, go. Unless you're in bed dying, go. Like, that's what I literally tell myself. Like, I'm like, you're breathing, you're fine. Like, take a scoop of pre-workout, you're fine. Just go. Like, yeah, because if I don't, like, you get in like that snowball of like, you don't go once.
Yeah.
The next day it's like, maybe I'll take a day off.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll go. And then it's like, I don't feel like going.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I have to just go.
I think once you take the first step in, then it's good. Like, you just have to, like, showing up is half the thing, you know, it's just going there. And then once you get going, you'll enjoy the process of it.
It is, for sure. And like, I also, a lot of the thing, because like, I get this all the time, is like, people are like, I don't want people to be, in a sense, like, afraid, or like, I feel like of the judgment of like, I feel like so many people are afraid of like getting in a gym and just not knowing what they're doing. Mm. And so that's what's holding them back. Cause like, I've had so many people like text me that or DM or ask, and I'm like, you can't be afraid of that. Like, you can't be afraid of someone in a gym judging you because you're sitting backward on a lap machine or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, just
because everybody else in there is trying to improve themselves as well.
Exactly. Nobody, for sure.
Nobody even looks at you really, like, half the time. Like, it's just, they're doing their own thing. They have their headphones in. They're focusing on their shit.
Totally.
And that's everybody in life, really, is they're just focused on themselves.
For sure.
We think they're thinking about us when really
they don't give a shit, bro.
Nobody cares about anybody else.
Do your own thing. Nobody cares. But yeah, it's like, go in there, get your work in, do what you want to do. But A, I understand some people don't want to get in there because they don't know what they're doing, so they feel like they should have a trainer. Mm-hmm. But people can't afford a trainer because trainers are expensive. Mm-hmm. I used to work at a gym. They're expensive as shit. But it's like,
there's YouTube.
Or ask.
Yeah.
Ask homeboy who's squatting 500 pounds if you want to squat. Hey, like, do you mind if, like, you could just show me real quick? Like, this is my first time. Like, don't be afraid to ask. Like, I don't know why people are, like, so afraid to just ask somebody for help. Like, if they really need it. Like, genuinely. Like,
because they're there to help.
They're, you know? Yeah. Like, they're doing it for themselves. Yeah. Like, I guarantee you, because, again, I worked at a gym and I've seen it all the time. Like, you'd be surprised how many people will stop and help you. Like, to be like, hey, like, maybe you should do this or this because of A, B, C. Like, it's like, oh, thanks.
I've had Yeah, I've had people come up to me and tell me like, okay, you see what you're doing here? It's not the correct form. Change it right here. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, just ask. Like, if they say no, they say no.
Yeah.
Move on to somebody else. Like, you can't just stop when somebody says like no. Like just ask. Like, they will help. Like, they will. People in the gym like will do that. They're all there for the same reason.
Yep.
And if you're in there to improve yourself,
What do you think has benefited you the most from going to the gym? Like, mentally or mentally?
Mentally. I could honestly give a shit about how my physical body looks. Like, obviously I do a little bit because like that's why I work so hard in there, but it's mental. Yeah. It's all mental for me. Like, all mental. David Goggins. All mental. No. But yeah, it's just the mental thing for me. Like, it's the mental fortitude, the mental toughness. Like, just get in there, get in day in and day out.
Yeah.
Put my work in and like just like you said, escape. Like, it helps me just get away and just
state.
Yeah, just throw around plates, like literally.
Yeah, because I think once you like in the gym, all you're focusing on is like pushing this heavy weight or just like focusing on moving weight, really. And once you do that, like just focusing on that, I think the other parts of your life, the other aspects of people's lives also get an improvement because they're not focusing on it as much.
For sure.
It's just and when you come back to it, you get a different perspective.
And the gym helps so much with discipline.
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest thing like that, like, I really use it for is discipline. Like, having discipline in the gym and like with your physical health, like, helps you discipline so many other aspects of your life because you apply the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you can apply the same discipline and work ethic to one thing, like, it's going to translate.
Yeah.
But you have to do that with consistency.
And it works the opposite way. If you don't discipline in one area, it knocks out every other discipline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to be consistent. It's literally why it's
some key factors here. If you're looking in the episode,
yes,
saying the same few words here.
Consistency. I'm gonna get that tattooed on my fucking forehead.
yeah, dude.
I love the gym. Gym's a great place. It helped me a lot the past couple, like,
I know,
year
dude.
And a half.
When was last year when the gyms closed during COVID? I was so mad. Like,
my gym closed and I hit all my friends up. I was like,
really?
I know one of you guys knows a gym that's open.
Yeah.
And that's the gym that I go to now. Uh-huh. That literally never closed.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole time?
The whole time they stayed
open. They didn't give a fuck.
Nope. They stayed up. I mean, like, they like closed all their windows and stuff. You had to like go around the back entrance and stuff. But like,
yeah,
I went because I was like, I
need to go.
I can't. Like, I literally cannot go without it. Like, I have to.
Yeah.
Like, I tried working out at a park, like, tried running, doing jungle gym crazy shit. Like, no. Like,
at home workouts.
No.
No.
I need a gym. Mm-hmm. And like, I had to because I know for myself, because I'm self aware enough of myself, I was like, I need the environment. I need to be in there, like, for me to be able to get out what I need to get out.
Yeah,
dude. But if I don't, I get in a very weird and unhealthy place.
But my naive ass thought it was gonna be 2 weeks, like everybody else, like Corona. 2 weeks.
Here we are.
It'll be done. And now,
9 years later.
Yeah, it's been crazy. But that whole time, I thought it was gonna open again, and it never opened. And for a few months after that, and my whole body was just like completely changed. I could tell my mindset was different because I didn't have that. Because I was going, I think, pretty much 5 days a week for like 1 to 2 hours a day. And
it's the best right there.
Yeah,
that's the schedule.
And I was doing that consistently for, I think I started it 4 months ago, 4 months before that. And when that stopped, I could just tell everything changed about me. Like, it was
for sure.
Like, my whole mood, the whole day, different. And I think you need that, those kinds of rituals, that those habits to get in that space. You know?
You have to for sure. And it's like you said, when you stop it, like, you feel the change immediately. That's like
immediately.
That's like no different than like if you were on a diet for a year and then it was a no sugar, no carb, whatever diet, and then you like just ate all of them, like ate all the sugar and ate all the bread and shit, like, you'd be like, whoa, like, I feel so different. Like, it's the same thing. Like, your body and your mental changes, like, on a dime.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's crazy, though, how negative habits are what to, like, let's say you ate bad for 30 years, right? You ate all the junk food in the world, and then this one day you decide to change, I'm going to eat a salad, like, and only eat healthy. Like, that's harder to change all the 30 years that you've broken down. But when you, I think, like, when you have a good habit in place and you, like, let's say you're working out every day and you stop that, you could see the drastic difference in within a short amount of time. But when you have a negative habit, it's hard to change it to a good habit.
For sure. Like, you got to have good habits from the start.
Yeah.
Like, moral of the story, like, it's hard, you know, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
Like, if you have, like you said, like, a bad habit or something, like, don't get me wrong, it can be changed. Mm-hmm. Like, and like,
yeah,
you can have, but that realize it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard because, like, you've just been in that mindset, in that mood, and, like, consistently been doing this bad thing or this bad habit. And then it's like, to make the switch, like, it's hard, but I've definitely seen people do it, and that's, like, major props. But
yeah,
it's just like, try and have good habits from the start, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it's a lot easier, like, I know, to just have good habits than to not have good habits. But
yeah, but it gives you purpose, though. Like, when you do something bad, like, you realize, I don't want to be in that situation again, and
for
you
sure.
drive harder to get out of it.
Exactly. You learn from your mistakes. That's always, like, the biggest thing is, like, if you, like, fuck up somewhere or you messed up, like, dude, just learn from it and
move on. Yeah.
Move on. Like, please don't linger and reminisce on what was or what you did or what happened. Dude, first of all, nobody cares.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Move on. Life goes on, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
it's part of the process of life. It's,
bro, it's the game of life.
And once I realized, like, that we're all going to die, like, you should know that as a kid.
Yep.
Like, we know that people die, but one day it just clicks, like, oh shit, I'm going to die.
And you never know when.
Yeah. You never know when.
You never know when. Your time could be any time. So it's like, live it up.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Live it up. Be a good person.
Yep.
Do fun shit. Do what you love. Who cares what anybody thinks? And don't reminisce.
Yeah.
Move on with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you got planned for this next couple months, like, that you have?
Sheesh.
You know? I know.
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot?
No. A whole lot.
A whole lot.
A whole lot. It's like, even thinking of it right now, it's like, my brain is like, fuck. No, I have an album coming. July, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be July. I can't say that. It has to be July.
How long have you been working on it?
Long ass time. Yeah, long ass time. And it's changed like 900 times.
Damn.
But yeah, I finally have, like, the final set list.
Mm-hmm.
Working on all the mixes and stuff. Cause I do everything by myself. So, like, I don't know if some people don't know that, but, like, me as an artist, like, I produce everything, I mix everything,
mm-hmm.
I engineer everything, yeah. Like, I have to schedule, like, luckily, like, I have made great connections, and, like, I have great people that, like, are photographers, are videographers, like,
that help you out,
that, like, help me with all that shit, people who build websites, but it's, like, I have to, like, set all that up. Like,
yeah.
I have to be like, okay, like, shit, it's been 2 weeks. I don't have any new content. Text so-and-so. I need to get this out. Like, hey, we need to go schedule this. Or, like, text, you know, a publisher, or, you know, my friends that are curators. Be like, oh, okay, like, hey, like, I need to do this and this. But it's like, there's so many different things and different, like, moving parts that, like, I'll do that, and then I forget that I got to do
XYZ
over here, and then I do XYZ, and then I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to do ABC over here. And, like, that's the thing where it gets, like, a lot, and that's, like, where I've just been learning to, like, vision board.
Mm-hmm.
I have a vision board. Like, that's my thing. Like,
yeah.
I have everything written out of, like, what I need to do. Like, there's so much that needs to happen for me in this next, like, 2-3 months, like, more music videos, new website, new content, working on all the 3D renderings for designs and merch, getting the album finished, getting the artwork done, like,
everything's on your mind.
Literally everything, because it's like, I have to do it, like, the event, the release party, like, all, everything, like, all that shit. The sample pack, getting all that done and finished out, and signed off. Like it's a lot. So it's like I have so much going on to do it right.
Yeah.
Like
it's important to stay organized. Like when you have daily, I try to write everything down what I'm going to do in a day. And I think that helps me a lot. Like
for sure.
I don't have it timed by like a specific hour, but just things I need to do. Right. And so whenever I see it, I just know, okay, I did this. I still need to do this. Let's do that. Right.
Dude, it helps for sure. And like one thing that I've been doing a lot lately is like when I'm in the studio is setting timers.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like this can help anywhere, like in any aspect. Like I'll set a timer of like when I need to do something. So say I need to like work on a track or whatever, like mix a track. I'm like, hey Siri, set a timer for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that. And then once that's done, I'm like, okay, I'm done with that. Move on to what's next. Another project or whatever. So like, so I'm not getting
like only doing that.
Only doing that or like getting lost. Like, so I'm trying to make sure that I'm taking care of the 900 things that need to be done for all of this. Like, but I don't know. I've become a huge fan of timers.
Timers.
I don't know. I don't know why. Like, they've just become like amazing. Like,
I don't think I've ever.
I started. I worked and I heard the little ding. I'm like, cool. Like, whatever I was doing is done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why. Maybe it's like a mental thing. Maybe I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you guys use timers. Maybe.
I don't know. I've personally never used timers. I just write it down and then once I see it, I do it and that's it.
Hey, monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah. But for me, whenever I like set a time to do something, I just think that you don't feel motivated when it comes to that time.
For sure.
Like when you say like, okay, this is the time, we're going to do it here. And then when it comes to that time, you're like, what? I don't want to be here. What is this for? You know?
And on my timer thing, yes, that's a very valid point. I don't set timers ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I'm not like at 6 p.m. tonight, my timer for 2 hours starts. Like, no, it's like when I know I have to do something at that moment,
mm-hmm.
I set a timer. That's when so it comes. It's like, when this is done, move on.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, I started doing this or I need to start doing this now.
Yeah.
Timer.
I think that's the best part is when you're in that zone
of
creating or doing whatever you want to do, you're in that process of it. That's when you should put all your energy into it. Cause when you're out of that state, like we mentioned, like not being able to create what you want to create in that moment. But when you're in that state, that's when you should focus only on that thing.
For sure.
You know, a lot of people, we have distractions all over the place, you know, social media.
Biggest distraction in the world here.
Biggest distraction. Right there. And Netflix, all these things that are energy grabbers, like they take your energy out.
Crazy. And
dude, it's so hard sometimes. Like sometimes you just want to watch Netflix like for 2 hours, watch a movie.
Hey.
You know,
and watch The Office,
whatever. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, but just know that.
Prioritize.
Yeah. Prioritize.
Mm-hmm. God damn. Can't even talk. Yeah. Prioritize your time.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a difficult task. I think now more than ever with everything that we have now.
World's a different place now, dude. It's like, I don't even know where it's going to go or what things are going to go back to. Like, I'm just being patient and like just going with the flow. Like, we'll see how everything pans out. Like, it's so hard to tell and say shit about what's going to be in 6 months or not or anything like that. Like, just... If anything, dude, now is really the time to just work on yourself and focus on just you. Like, and that should have been like through COVID too. You had all the time in the world. Like, I feel like that's been the best thing that happened with COVID for me was the solidarity of it.
Yeah, for sure. This is a hypothetical question I just thought of.
Ask.
Yeah. If you could live in any time, like, now or future or past, which era would you live in?
1980s.
80s.
For sure. 80s, for sure. Number one, hairstyles were tight. Two, synthwave. I love synthwave.
Mm-hmm.
Three, cars in the 80s were different.
Better design and everything.
They're just different.
Different.
Yeah. They're built different. Cars in the 80s were built different. Number four, style. 80s style was
tight.
Drip. Yeah. Tight. That shit was crazy. Dog food. Shit was crazy. Yeah, no, that would be a time like that I would love to go back to, like, go back to, wait, like, I've never been there. That's a time that I would love to, like, in a sense, go live back in. To if I had the opportunity to live in that era.
Yeah.
For sure. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, I feel like the 80s would be so tight. 70s were a little too druggy for me. A little too, like, hippie
even,
shit.
Even the 80s in New York, it was crazy.
Dude, like, 80s is just like...
In the East Coast, like, the crack epidemic. That's one of the documentaries I saw on Netflix. Have you seen that?
Which one?
There was this... I forget what it's called, but it has to do with the crack epidemic of, I think basically the whole U.S. was involved in that.
I think I've seen the preview of it.
The trailer, yeah.
Don't do crack.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It was crazy though that everybody, like mostly everybody was hooked on either crack or cocaine like in the 80s or in the 70s, 80s, era.
It was the thing, dude.
It was
the crazy. Thing. But 80s for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I feel like it'd be a fun time to live in.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to go back maybe like 1500s where the Mongols were.
Damn!
Just like see what it's all about, you know? Like,
he's trying to go run around with sticks and shit.
I want to see it. I know what's happened with 80s. Like, it's all recorded and there's pictures. Nobody has the actual footage of like 1500s.
He's trying to have like a crazy like... Yeah. What was it? Saber-tooth tiger? Is that the thing from Ice Age? Trying to have a saber-tooth tiger riding around with a leaf around him and a stick in his hand. Crazy shit.
1500
wait,
I was just saying, like,
wait, that's like BC.
Yeah, that was
that's like BC's, dude.
Million years ago.
Hey, listen, I'm not in college, so I don't know.
The history.
1500s, yeah, I don't know. That'd be an interesting time.
Yeah, because...
What the fuck even happened in the 1500s, dude? I don't even know what happened in the 1500s. Like, I feel like that time's irrelevant.
There's Shakespeare. Shakespeare
oh,
was there.
Oh, yeah. Like, Mozart and that shit?
I think even Leonardo da Vinci was 1600, I think.
My boy Leonardo DiCaprio was back there.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's all getting crazy. I'm getting crazy with the Mongols and shit.
Yeah, man.
1500s, wow. I definitely did not expect that at all, but... I vibe.
Yeah, anything that wasn't like recorded, you know, or heavily recorded like it is now. Because I want to see, just experience it, you know. It's cool. But you mentioned cars. Are you a big car guy?
Yeah. Yes, extremely. It's an expensive hobby.
Really?
But yeah, I love cars. It's like it's for me. It's like music, gym, cars. Like that's
your thing.
That's my thing. Like that's pretty. Yeah, literally the order. Like that's what I care about. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite car?
Ever?
Yeah, like if you could have any car you want, which one? Or a few?
Do we have a price range or just anything?
Ooh. It could be $1 billion. You could have it right now.
Honestly. Oh my God, this is so hard. This is such a hard question. Dude, I don't think I could pick one, but for sure, because we were talking about the other day, I need a V12 Mercer Largo in my life.
Oh, shit.
Hands down, best Lamborghini ever made. Don't argue with me.
What best. Color?
Lamborghini yellow is different.
Mm-hmm.
Lamborghini yellow on like... Ooh. Silver face LMs or something, or gold face LMs would be tight. I don't know,
damn.
But that'd probably be one of them. But dude, that's so hard, dude. Yeah, that is so. I would honestly love an old like,
or just any like. Imagine
I'd love
you
an
could
old
have,
DB5, have like an Aston car, Martin. Like,
you could have 10 cars. Like what's?
What's the thing? Fuck, that'd be a crazy garage. 10 cars. I'm definitely taking Mercer Largo as one. I'd probably be the only Lamborghini I'd take. Like, as if like that was, if I only had 10, that's the Lambo I would choose.
Cause the Lambos now, I think they're cool, but they're not as good as the previous generations. You know?
Yeah. No, not, I mean, in a degree, they're in a different league, dude. Technology has brought, like, dude, we went from supercars to hypercars, like shit that
has electric motors that, yeah, like, dude, the 918 Spyder, the Porsche, dude, it literally shoots fire out the back of its exhaust that are like out the back of the fucking driver and passenger seats. And it's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, it's
how
crazy,
is this legal?
No, literally, it's like we've gone to a whole like totally different dynamic of what a car is. Like, dude, look at these trucks. Trucks are rolling off the fucking factory line off a lot with like 700 plus horsepower.
Yeah, that Ram truck.
Yeah, the TRX. About, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now the new Raptor's coming out is like it's V8 supercharged or
what the?
Yeah, it's like, dude, everything is bigger.
I think
and
they're putting
now.
Out because the government said it has to be electric by a certain point. So they're like, all right, let's just put everything into gas right now. Like,
and
go, you know, all the way.
You know who ain't going to release shit? Chevy.
Chevy
is sleeping, bro. Chevy, you need to step your shit up.
Yeah.
They got the Avalanche, and that's it. That car sucks,
dude. The Bolt, that's all they have.
That car sucks. Avalanche is literally so fucking trash. Oh my god. Yeah, dude, honestly, if I had to pick 10 cars, like, it'd probably, like, some that I can name, I'm definitely taking a GT2 Cup. GT2 Cup, Mercia Largo. I would love an old DB5, like a true Aston Martin, James Bond ass DB5.
Uh-huh.
They're beautiful fucking cars.
Did you see that new Aston Martin?
I probably would take an EB10 Bugatti.
EB10. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, dude. Yeah, those EB10s are tight. I probably would take one of those. God. I probably would honestly love to have a, like, a true, like, an E30 M3 or an M1.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know which one, because M1 is, like, it's a piece of racing history.
Yeah.
God. That, I'm like, God, there's so many fucking off my mind or on my mind ass cars. Can you think of something? Like,
one that you're fucking driving right now?
Yeah, I keep my E92 M3 because that's my baby. I keep my, definitely got. Yeah, definitely gonna have that car for sure. That's like one of my favorite cars. I love that thing. I don't know. I would generally have to like, analyze this. Yeah, I would have to like sit down with a list and like genuinely be like, okay, 10 cars. That's all you get forever.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would do a Raptor for sure. But I do like the Velociraptor, the one that Hennessy did or something like that. Like
that one has
something
what,
that's
six
crazy.
Wheels, right? Or how many?
No, that's the
Gen 1 Raptor with supercharged.
But what's the one that has six wheels?
Yeah, I saw one that had six.
Yeah, 6x6.
No, there was another one, the Raptor, that had it too, I think.
It was probably.
Yeah, I don't
probably.
Know.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Hennessy did that, though, the 6x6, uh-huh. That Mercedes was six fucking axles. Yeah.
I know. That's crazy.
Ridiculous. So crazy.
Like Mount Everest.
No, they are enormous cars.
Hennessy does some crazy shit, too. Like, their sports car, I forgot, Venom something.
Oh, the Venom GT?
Yeah, that shit. It's crazy.
Yeah. Dude. Things got like 1,200, some gross number. It puts it down, too.
Yeah.
It puts it down. Like, it's crazy. They don't spin. That bitch puts it down. It hooks and
the
goes.
Downforce.
Yeah. Literally, it's just on rails, bro. Yeah. That thing just goes.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I love. Like, I know everybody says, like, going to electric and shit, but the gas, the sound of it, it just,
hey,
the exhaust.
I'll tell you what, though. Yeah. If you ain't never owned a Prius, most underrated vehicle of all time. I had a Prius before I bought my truck. To the ground, to the ground.
It just goes.
I beat the shit out of that car, and that thing still moved, bro.
Still.
I can't even tell you how many times I literally had 0 miles in the gas tank, and I drove like 30 miles.
Ow.
Dude, most underrated vehicle of all time. Oh my God.
What the heck?
When we fucking straight, we hopped
in
the fucking police
and we're
like
30
miles and we were going to San Diego.
Yeah, we're
going
to San Diego.
Yes, we're good. Lenny, dude. Halfway there, and he's like, 5 miles left. He's like, no, we're good.
We're good. It's going.
Rolling. We almost made it like the entire way there.
Damn. Oh my God, dude.
Not him, not even. He's like, every time he's just.
Rip the Prius, bro.
Always.
Prius gang.
Damn.
But yeah, honestly, that, like, I used to hate those cars, but I had, I had so much fun in that car. Like,
that's just like Toyotas,
bro,
in general.
Beat the shit out of that thing.
Like, any Hondas, Toyotas, like, they just go, like,
dude,
you could beat the shit out of them and they just go.
Yeah, someone actually bought it.
Really? How much did they pay?
Then they paid like $4,000 for it,
How much did you think it was worth?
$30.
$30.
Maybe, dude.
I'll take a guess.
Yeah. It is probably $30 regular. Oh my God. Small tank. You know?
What a time to be alive having that thing. Crazy ass times.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shit was funny though, man. That was a lifetime ago.
Damn. Yeah. Cars just, I think once you have a good car that you could drive, like, I like going into the mountains and just cruising.
Dude.
Fucking, it's the best time ever.
You know, all the time. Cruising with, I don't know. It's weird, like, how connected a person can get to a machine. Mm-hmm. Like,
if you're a car person, you know.
Oh, like, yeah.
There's something about just getting behind the wheel and even just looking at it, you just like feel something, you know? Like I just go on, I have I think I'm subscribed to Motor Trend, like,
yeah,
Motor and I Trend. Just like go through their posts, and every time I just see a cool car, like I zoom in, like see all the different details of it, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, dude, that's how I met like a majority of my friends, mm-hmm. is like car shows. Like at a certain point, like it becomes a community like anything else. That's like of creators in a sense, you know, mm-hmm. like people build these cars, buy these cars, and then, you know, create them to be how they want and then how they want it to look like. And it's kind of shitty now because like people are doing stupid stuff with it. But
like
I hope it gets back to like, well, the whole like takeover shit, like
what's
where
that?
People like will go to an intersection, like, and just block it out with hundreds of people and just swing their cars like in the middle of the intersection while everyone's trying to get by.
Yeah.
And then like people end up getting fucking smacked by the rear end of the car, like 50 feet and die, or
really?
Our cars flip over and someone's hanging on the side and die. Like, it happens all the time. Like,
that's
all the time. And I'm like,
what the?
It's making the scene look bad. Like, I just,
that's like recklessness.
Dude,
basically.
It's stupid. Like, don't do that. Like, why? People are like trying to get home. I was like, I always think, I'm like, dude, what if an ambulance has to like get by, mm-hmm. or a fire truck? Like, what the fuck are you going to do? There's literally like 500 people, cars drifting left and right in a circle. Like,
mm-hmm.
what is you going to tell them to go around? Hey, sorry, buddy, go around. Like, we're swinging here. Okay. Like, it's just like, stop. I will, like, it needs to go back to like, hopefully when everything opens back up because of COVID, like, we can go back to fucking, like, real car shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
real car shows. Like, XS Car Night. I've been dying to go back to XS Car Night. But, yeah, it's just, like, it's just a beautiful culture, like, when it's at its true form, like, of just...
Not like that, where it's people are being crazy.
Yeah, like, you can't say you're a car guy and take your mom's Hyundai Sonata and go and fucking swing it on Ormsthorpe and... Of like an intersection, dude. Like, no, like that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Like that does not count. Like it's a beautiful thing. Like when it's at, like I said, at its true form, and like, you're like, everyone's truly there just to either see old time friends, park your car, you get mm-hmm. your stickers, you know, competing for trophies, or if not, like just to show off your car. Like,
yeah,
that's what it's about.
Uh-huh.
Like, and that's like literally how I've met so many of like my closest friends is because of that. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. I love cars.
Mm-hmm.
Cars are,
do you know,
are fun, but expensive.
Manny Koshpin, I think.
Yeah.
He actually lives close to here.
Yeah,
actually.
He lives like really close to here.
And I love watching his videos because he's just, he buys whatever he wants. Like
he's got the money.
Yeah, he says.
Mans is loaded.
He got the Ford GT. He had like a Hermes Bugatti. Like the most
the Hermes like, Bugatti. Yeah, that Hermes Bugatti is crazy.
I don't even know how is that the only one or
dude,
how,
honestly,
how many do they make?
Yeah, they only made a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Like, any designer car. The only designer car I could afford is probably the Gucci fucking Fiat. It is. Got a, Gucci.
Did they make that?
Yeah, no, Gucci really? Collabed with Fiat.
What the heck?
Yeah, and they made a Gucci Fiat.
I saw the Gucci tent.
Gucci seatbelts. Like,
did you hear about that? There's a...
Gucci tent?
Yeah, they partnered with Coleman, I think. The people who make tents.
I guarantee you every rapper bought that.
They make...
Dude. Those... Can you believe that Supreme at one point... Put Supreme on a fucking brick.
Yeah.
On a brick. Oh, a real brick. And it's sold out. Sold out. A brick.
Hype beast, bro. They don't care.
Unbelievable. So I guarantee that Gucci sell that Gucci 10 is gonna sell out. Yeah,
definitely.
Because that's actually usable. You could use that.
Yeah.
They what won't are you gonna it. Do with a brick?
They won't use it. They'll resell it. That's how this culture is, man.
A fucking brick.
They don't care.
Unbelievable. Craziness.
Ugh. Dude. But what that brick thing, though, like, who would buy that? I wouldn't.
Who wouldn't at that? Like, people buy the stupidest shit.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy that even if it was $10. I don't need a brick.
It's society, bro. It's the name. Honestly, more power to them. That's the power of brand right there. That's when you know you have a brand. When you can literally put your name on a brick and it will sell out.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That is the most insane branding ever.
I know. Who created Supreme? Do you know?
I don't know. I should know. My cousin used to be the manager of the Fairfax store. He's like heavily involved, but I don't actually know who started.
Because that guy's probably loaded.
Well, they just sold it.
They sold it?
Yeah. They just sold it off to... I'm blanking on it, but I know that they just... I know the Supreme that it
for
just
how much?
Sold. Like a
billion?
Yeah, I think of a billion or something.
Yeah, it was like...
I think it was 1 billion.
No, it was like...
Yeah,
two.
It was something. It was
just over two.
Yeah, it was something in the billions, mm-hmm. which honestly was surprising. I thought it would be worth more, but
yeah, because
it's the what company it was that
they owned. I know. I really don't remember who bought it.
It was the same company that owns.
Oh, okay.
Vans bought it.
No.
The company that owns
Vans or something. It's all connected, dude. Yeah, like
it's crazy, dude. Like some companies that you know, like. Coke owns Sprite, and like it just goes down line. AT&T owns other
companies.
Yeah,
that's like Disney. Disney owns the world, bro.
I know.
Disney owns
it's
everything.
It's crazy. Some of these companies, dude, they're so big.
It's crazy.
Dude.
It's crazy. So Disney's much money and so much power.
Sure. Yeah. And you barely hear the people's names behind it. Like
you can't.
You don't know who these people are.
Hell no, you can't know. They can't. They could never expose
that. They
have
more money than God and they just like
broke.
You know, they just chill. I don't see their house. I don't see where they're going, who
they
are. They
make all the decisions.
Yeah.
We're just the puppets. They're pulling all the strings here.
I know, dude. The businesses are the actual, you know, people who run everything. That's what I believe. Like, not the government, but the businesses, because they have the money.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I don't even know. Like, I could get into this shit for hours, but I'm like...
Go into it.
Dude, I don't... I just don't understand. Like, I don't know. Like, and I don't want to know. Like, who runs whatever, who's involved in what, who's really pulls the strings or does all this and every, like, dude... Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Like, just let me live my life.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I ask. Just, I'll leave you alone. You leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to know because I feel like just if people were to find out or like you would know, like, it's just, it's not what it seems. And like, people would be like, yo, this is like fucked up. Like, I don't know. Like how
everything works.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, that's my mind's blown and this is not what I thought and what I needed to know. Like,
I know. It's
just live your life.
Don't worry about
what Disney's doing because it's probably some crazy shit.
Yeah, they look like they're having fun, happiest place on earth, but you never know.
It's a maze, dude. It's meant to trap you.
It's a maze.
It is, dude. It's a maze.
How?
I literally saw this thing on the internet or something, or like on TikTok or whatever. I think it's actually a documentary, like that Disney World and like Disneyland is like planned and built in a certain way to where it's literally built like a maze.
Oh,
to like where like
I know that
makes you want to spend time.
Like some of the buildings.
I'm a huge conspiracy theorist, by the way, and like I believe in everything. I believe in aliens. I have a fucking alien. I have an alien tattoo right here on my arm.
How about the moon landing? You think that's real? The Earth is flat.
Earth is definitely not flat. Okay, I'm not that conspiracy theorist. Earth is definitely round. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No, but like, I'm talking like sci-fi shit. Like, I love sci-fi. Like, I 100% believe in aliens. I want to meet an alien one day. Honestly, if I get abducted, I'm down. Like,
so if Elon Musk said, "Let's go to Mars," you'll go?
100%. Mm-hmm. Well, if there was aliens.
If there... You had to know.
I had to know. Uh-huh. If he was like, dude, we're going to go and there's going to be little green people, I'm in 100%.
But bro, who thought of that, like, to be that's the alien? What if it's just like some algae or some shit and we call that?
No,
like,
they're the grays. The grays is one species of them. The grays. That's what this one is.
That's for certain.
This is a gray. No, it is.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought somebody just like drew that shit up out of their imaginary.
That's the thing. All this shit that you see in movies, like sci-fi shit, aliens, like monster, whatever. Like, dude, it had to have come from somewhere. Like,
yeah,
nobody's that creative. Like, nobody is that creative.
I didn't see the source.
Some crazy world creature shit. Like, no, that comes from some like story or some form of like. Truth of in some way, like, dude, honestly, aliens are real. Come on, aliens are real.
I believe they're real, but yes. Yeah, I believe they're real, but I don't know if we'll ever see them.
They're here. They're among us.
Are you an alien?
They're walking with us.
Maybe I am. He like sees my eyes, like cat eyes, just like click, just like fucking lizard people and shit. No, but yeah, I love all that stuff, like Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot.
Yeah,
like I'm so into all that stuff.
Yeah, it has to, like, some of it has to be real. Like, if people are thinking of it,
who would say that it's not?
Yeah, some of it. I don't think anybody would disagree, like, completely that it's never happened, never real whatsoever.
And people who do, you should.
you should.
Because
the
Earth is too big and space is too big to... Not
to,
have
yeah,
that
to have
possibility.
That hope, you know, glass half empty or half full, you know.
Bro, have to.
Optimism.
Yeah, and it's like, how cool is that if it is like all true?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
I know. I had a astrophotographer on the podcast.
Astrophotographer? Like, it take pictures of planets and shit?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, actual, like, not just planets, but deep space, like fucking outside the Milky Way, like galaxies, like to the next galaxy, far, like deep space astrophotography. Brian Folda is his name. Check him out. But
that's crazy.
Yeah. He talked about like how he took a picture where there's 100 galaxies in one photo. Like there was this one image of just 100 galaxies. They look like stars, but they're 100 galaxies. And he said, imagine like our galaxy, right? The Milky Way. We're like a speck in that galaxy. Right. So 100 of those, but that's just a small portion of the universe. That's only that much. But when you look at the whole grand scheme of things, there's billions of galaxies and it's growing, right? Like Albert Einstein says, like, you know, the universe is ever expanding. If the Big Bang is real, it's growing at light years speed, right? So if that's the case, there's so much out there that we have yet to discover.
And this is why aliens are real.
Yeah. That's
because
probably,
homie has a shot of 100 galaxies.
100 galaxies in one picture. Dude, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Aliens are real. More of the podcast, aliens are real.
Yeah, sure. What are we going on? I don't even know. 1 hour something. Do you want to keep it going?
What time do you want to head out for... So we got to drive all the way to San Jose, and then we got to drive all the way to Vegas.
Yeah, that's a trip. That's a send.
Dude. Well, I want to get food. We need to go have the truck. We do like another half hour.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Because I don't want to like show up in Vegas at fucking 4 a.m.
Probably be there like.
What are you doing in Vegas?
Well, because he bought a set of wheels that we're going to go pick up in Jose and then drive to Vegas.
I live in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Because then I got to be back in Tuesday in San Diego to film and podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Fuck. Are you gonna do anything in Vegas? Like gambling?
Sleep.
Anything?
Sleep.
No sleep.
Probably till. Probably get there like 2. He'll probably wake up.
And I'll literally have to leave.
He'll wake up at like 3:00.
That's definitely not happening because I gotta be in San Diego by noon.
Damn.
No, it's tomorrow morning.
Oh.
This man doesn't know when any of the days are. He doesn't
Dude,
know.
I'm telling you, you thought I was messing around. I literally don't know what day it is, ever. That's literally a perfect example. Just wait.
It'd be good. You have plenty of time.
Dude, that's good,
we're
though.
Chilling.
That's good, though, because that's when you know, like, every day is just like an adventure, you know?
Holy shit, or I'm losing my mind. Either or. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's Sunday, not Monday. All right, where were we?
That's crazy, dude. But that's good, though, that you don't understand it, because you just feel like every day is an adventure, really.
I guess. It's just an adventure. Going. Kind of-ish. I wish my days had more adventure in them, but not right now. Once the album's out, yeah, I'll probably adventure, but not right now. But yeah, it's just, I'm just very, like, I'm stretched.
You're always going.
Dude. Always,
yeah.
Like always, always, always going.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, I think
I'm always doing something.
Once you have like certain days planned, that's when you start to realize there's certain like Mondays this thing and then Tuesday is this thing. That's when everybody gets.
I'm unaware of all of that.
Yeah. Everybody with the job knows, but
yeah, facts.
I can't live like that.
Like I live structured. Like I have like my day. In a sense, plan. Like, I'm up by this time, I go to the gym, come home, I eat, do emails, whatever I need to do, chill out.
Yeah.
Go to the studio, do what I need to do, like, because I have to have some type of structure, like, in my day. And, yeah, like,
that's
a routine,
the only way you can
like,
be productive.
It's the only way I am productive, yeah. Like.
Anybody can. I don't think anybody's, like, out of the moon, does whatever they want all
the
time.
This is so funny, because I was literally talking to someone, the girl who was actually in my music video. I was telling her this, but I was like, I live like structured like that. Like I do this. She's like, oh, like I'm a total just
whatever.
Whatever. Go. I'm like,
God damn.
Yeah,
so
literally.
Literally, I'm the epitome.
That is literally him. Dude, literally one time we were at my house. Mind you, he lives in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
We're at my house. I'm cooking ribs. By the way, I make bomb ass ribs. Crazy ass ribs. Best ribs probably you ever have. They're insane.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They're crazy. But I'm cooking ribs and we have like some of my other homies over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he FaceTimes me and he's like, dude, you're making ribs? I was like, yeah. And he's like, all right, I'll see you soon. I was like, what? Dude, literally, because my ribs take like 5 hours to cook.
By the 5 hours?
Yeah, because they're low slow, open fire. Like, they're crazy.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. Yeah, you haven't been a smoked or whatever barbecue place you think, throw that out the window. These shit's
Texas
crazy.
Texas barbecue? Better than that?
I've never been to Texas, so okay. I can't.
Literally takes ribs like. Puts it up in the air and then
the literally falls. Just falls off. It's
okay. It's got.
It's crazy. But yeah. So he FaceTimes me. And he's like, "Hey, I'll see you soon." And then I was like, "I don't know what that means."
Yeah.
Hang up. We're doing our thing. Right when the ribs come off.
Mm-hmm.
Literally,
he's right there.
Literally, this fucking guy shows up at my house. Drove from Vegas to come eat ribs.
He didn't even know that you were making ribs or.
Oh, no, he FaceTimed me.
Oh.
He FaceTimed me and he's like, yeah, literally 3 hours prior. And he's like, you're making ribs? I was like, yeah. And he's like, cool, see you soon. Takes his ass in the car and drives all the way to my house in Tustin from Vegas to eat ribs.
Yeah, I don't think I left for like a week.
Yeah, you stayed forever. And then I can't even tell you how many times this fucking guy, I'll come home. I've like come home from the studio before and he's in my room.
He's just there.
Like, literally, smoking a joint in my room. And I'm like, where did you come from? Like, how did you get here? Why are you here?
You got in the
what
house and
doing?
Everything.
Like, it's, dude, literally, that's like why we get along so well. Uh-huh. And like, that's like why we're so close is because we're both like, just.
Let it be.
Yeah, we're like, honestly, yeah, like, we're like, you down? Yeah, I'm down. We'll do it. Like, there is no like second thought.
Yeah, that's a good way to live because you just. Fucking just do whenever the opportunity comes. Take
having
it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Planning is overrated.
So overrated.
Structure is cool, but planning, yeah. Like, I like it to an extent, but I don't like it to an extent.
Mm-hmm. Like, you need some like surprise in your life. Like, you need something. Like, if everything's the same and you expect the next thing, whatever it is, it could be, you know, a time that you had to get to a certain place, like, that there's no like flow. You
want
to have like unexpected things. Like, your friend calls you up, hey, come to my house in 5 minutes. All right, let's go.
Cool. Or boom. It's like, hey, and let's drive to Vegas and back in tonight. Calm down. Yeah. Done that before.
Check that off
the list. Dang. Yeah. No, like when it comes to like adventure shit like that, mm-hmm. it's like better to be sporadic about it because it's just way more fun.
Yeah. It like, is. I know.
Literally, yeah. You never know when your time's going to be your time. So, hey, live it up, mm-hmm. dude. Like, me and my friend went to a Big Sur before, like, literally pre-COVID. This was 5 minutes ago. But we went to Big Sur to go camp. We had zero plan. Zero. We literally just bought food and went. We had no campsite plan.
Mm-hmm.
No nothing planned. And, like, we went to the campsite. Like, we found this campsite at the top of the ridge. Went mm-hmm. up there one night. Had a fire because we saw other people having fire. Then we get woken up by the park ranger saying that, like, yo, if you don't get out of here right now, then we're going to basically, like, fine you $1,000 because apparently you weren't supposed to have a fire. One of our chairs had fallen in the fire, was on fire. Like, it was a really bad scene for him to roll up to. Like, we're passed out in the back of my truck. Shit's on fire. Like, and I'm like, God, this is a terrible look.
Yeah.
So then we get kicked out. And that was where we were planning to stay for, like, mm-hmm. the, like, 3 days. We were like, shit. Now yeah. what are we going to do? We go down to the bottom. End up, like, parking on the side of the road, make breakfast. I cook up eggs, bacon on my little camping stove mm-hmm. on the side of the road. Little cars are driving by. They're like, what the fuck?
This guy.
Yeah, they're like, these guys. Had an amazing breakfast. Then we went back and, like, then just drove around and, like, ended up, went to, like, this little beach, made music on, like, the bench by the beach, made, like, ended up meeting this, like, super amazing group of fucking dudes, and that apparently they had a campsite, like, up at the pinnacle top.
Mm-hmm.
They invited us up. That's where we stayed, and we got hammered.
That's a great story.
Dude, that's just to say, improve sporadic adventures
yeah.
leads to better
results. I know. If you didn't get kicked out, you wouldn't have met those people. You wouldn't have
Dude.
Gone to the
exactly.
a better place, right?
Exactly. See?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Don't plan anything, kids.
Yeah.
Whoa. No.
Overcome and adapt.
Yes. Overcome and adapt. Adjust to your situations at all times.
Yep.
But yeah, no, for uh-huh. sure. That's definitely how I prefer things. Yeah. I'm sure that's how most people do because most people that I've met are always down for that. Rather than having a plan, they're like, I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I'm like, Jesus Christ, yeah. This is going nowhere.
out of all the places in the world, where would you go and before you die? Like, what are some top spots that
I need to go back to? New Zealand.
New Zealand.
I went to New Zealand for like 3 weeks, almost a month, and it was probably the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing there.
I've never been. How is it?
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I really noticed that I was really surprised is the lack of animals.
There's no animals?
Dude, like, I went almost over the entire South Island.
Uh-huh.
I saw like 6 birds, like a couple cows, couple horses, like...
Uh-huh.
There's some just some dogs, someone.
Yeah.
But like, dude, there's like no fucking animals, I swear.
Are there a lot of people? Or not?
It's pretty populated, like, uh-huh. but it's spread out. Yeah. Like, it's not like here, where it's just like there's like a bajillion people inside yeah. a fucking tent. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's spread out, and it's just very green, and it's really pretty.
Do you like
it's
that more? Do you like the spread out area of living?
100%. Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten older, sure. I enjoyed that more. Like, as a kid, I enjoyed cities like New York or LA, Chicago. Like, I like that. But as I get older, I want space. You,
yes.
I don't want to see people all the time.
New Zealand is a great place for that. It was seriously an amazing, amazing experience. I could live there. Like, that's how much mm-hmm. I loved it. On Wanaka, Lake Wanaka is one of these places. And it's like, dude. It's picture perfect. It looks like a yeah. MacBook fucking screensaver.
A
like,
wallpaper.
Literally. Yeah. It's crazy. And the people are amazing.
What'd you do there for the majority of the time?
I was there with National Geographic for photography.
Uh-huh.
That's
cool.
Yeah, it was super rad. Dude, honestly, the thing that was like really kind of surprised and I wouldn't say disappointed, but kind of disappointed. I thought the food was going to be, like, something sick. Dude, mm-hmm. it's, like, literally just like here.
Literally.
Like, everything we have here is exactly what they have there. There's, like, nothing special.
You mean, like, the fast food places?
Literally. Yeah. Just same food.
Mm-hmm.
Panda Express, McDonald's, same shit, dude. Yeah. Like, there's
Papa John's.
Yeah, literally, everything. There's nothing different, like, food-wise. Like, we had, I think, one night we stopped at, like, this tiny little roadhouse thing and had, like, ribs and fries. I was like, damn. Yeah. I was expecting some, like, fish like, with its head cut off.
I don't
off
even know
and,
what New Zealand, like, delicacy is. Like, what do they have? You know, like, what are their... What
well, we
eat?
Cooked a pig one night mm-hmm. with the Maori, which are the native people of New Zealand. The Maori are.
Yeah.
We spent like 3 days with them actually, like inside of their like actual tribe, which was like honestly an amazing experience. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know like what is considered like their delicacy there. That'd be a good question.
Yeah.
I'd have to look that one up.
But I think traveling is a you need to travel to experience like. Different cultures and shit. Like it's once you see how other people live, like you first of all you become grateful for all things you have, especially
for sure.
If you go to some third world countries and shit.
For sure.
Like you feel grateful. I've been to like I'm Indian, so I've been to India 4 times right now. And every time I go, like I go with my family, you just like right when I see, you know, there are people just outside like burning trash and shit and there's people living completely like with kids and everything and basically half of this room, right?
It's a different perspective
and so
on life.
Whenever I see that, like I can't complain about anything.
Exactly.
Right? Like there's
always someone always has it worse than you.
Yeah.
Always.
Always. And so once you understand how other people have lived or are living right now, you have a different perspective on however you're dealing with things. So
for sure. Hugely.
You need to travel, man.
It's a blessing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everyone gets to travel and it's like, it's expensive as shit.
I know. It but, shouldn't be, dude.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but it is because that's the reality. But if you do have the ability to travel, it's such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Travel is, it is good in every aspect for a human being.
Yeah.
It's good for literally everything. Like I have so much that I want to travel to and I want to do too. Like,
man. What other countries would you go to?
I want to go to Europe really bad.
Europe.
I haven't been to Europe yet.
I've been to a few countries in Europe. I've been to England, Italy, and France.
I want to go to Italy so bad. I want to meet some Italian women.
Yeah.
And drink some fine...
Dude, the pizza there...
Drink some fine wine.
The best pizza I've ever had.
Like, oh, it's probably ridiculous.
And it's only, I think...
Probably Grandma Guido made it that morning or something.
And it's cheaper than here. It's fucking...
Fucking Grandma Guido, dude.
But dude, for me, that was the best part of Italy, just the food.
Dude.
You could eat anything and it'll be good.
That's...
Anything.
I'm a huge foodie. I love food. Uh-huh. So I'm like, any places that are very involved with food, like Italy.
Yeah.
And I love Italian food. Like, that's high on my list.
I know. And it's just like the experience of, everybody's nice too. Like, you just meet people that you start to understand the language a little bit. You know, buongiorno.
Wine. And the wine.
Yeah.
Like, the wine is crazy there.
Yeah. I think 16 when I went there, and then they didn't give a fuck.
I was gonna say,
just go.
Yeah.
Drink. Even in France, they don't care at all.
Yeah. You drink wine with, like, every meal there.
Yeah.
Like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you drink wine. It's crazy. But I want to go to Iceland, Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really want to go to Japan so bad. Yeah. I really want to go to Japan, like Tokyo and all that.
They have the Olympics this year, I think, over there in Tokyo.
Really?
Yeah. It was postponed from last year. Like, they didn't do it, and now they have it. I don't even know if there's going to be fans or not. I don't know.
I'm sure there will be, because the UFC fight last night was full stadium.
Oh, yeah. You saw that.
Craziest card ever.
Oh, my God.
Homeboy snapped his leg.
You saw that, too? Like, dude. My friend sent me the video of him snapping his leg. I was looking at the other guy. And I thought his leg was broken because he was kicking. And I thought, but then he lifted the leg up and I saw.
Bro, and then he tried to stand on the leg and it was like.
He fell down like.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a crazy card last night. Jorge Masvidal got knocked the fuck out.
There were so many knockouts. Like,
yeah.
The two previous fights before that were both knockouts.
Thug Rose.
Rose
fucking knocked her out, took her belt back. First woman in UFC history to ever win her title back.
Damn.
And then Shevchenko totally dominated, which was fucking totally obvious because she's a specimen of this earth. She would literally kill me. But yeah, that was honestly a great fight last night. But yeah. I think I'm hoping with like that, because they literally was a packed stadium.
Yeah.
So like literally there was not a single empty seat.
No mask. Like, dude, Florida, from day one, they didn't care.
Bro.
COVID never even went there.
Never even went there.
They didn't so, feel it. They have no side effects, nothing. Like,
so I'm hoping that things follow suit of that. Yeah. And that we can start going back a little bit to real life.
Mm-hmm.
Reality.
I know. Over here, it's gotten better, though. Like, California, I thought they were going to go off the deep end and, like, lock us down. But now it's, you know, everything's basically open. Even
For the most part, everything's pretty much open now. Yeah. It's like really nice. Just keep going, moving on this path.
I can't wait for the day until nobody wears masks again.
I know. It's gonna be a great day.
it's gonna be a great day.
And I just came in to play a fucking show again. Uh-huh. It's been like almost 2 years or a year and a half since I've played a show. And I'm like, all right. Really?
Yeah.
It's time. Ready to get back on stage. Please.
Where would you want to play a show, like, if you could play any show?
Tomorrowland.
Mm-hmm.
And Belgium. Tomorrowland, EDC, Electric Forest.
All of them.
That's the thing is, I don't really know. We'll have to see. Uh-huh. We'll have to see where my music fits best. Because that'll be the thing.
But if you could, like, any stage.
I would love to have my own stage at Electric Forest.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Electric Forest so bad. It's literally a festival inside of the Sherwood Forest. Like, inside of a forest.
They just have a festival. They built a stage and everything.
Multiple stages. And it's crazy. Like, if you guys don't know what it is, look up Electric Forest. It's gnarly. Like,
what country is it in?
It's in like North Carolina or South Carolina. Oh, it's like right here in the States.
Shit. Damn, that's
no,
wild.
It's super tight. Like, that's top of my list. Like, one that I want to go to and one that I want to play at.
Because,
And it'd just be such a vibe being in a forest at a festival.
Yeah. That's crazy, though.
And EDC, I feel like EDC is every artist is like goal at one point if you're a DJ, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I want to play EDC.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the pinnacle because it's Insomniac, and Insomniac's like top dog in this industry. But
yeah, there's something to performing in front of an audience that like it gets you going unlike anything else, because you put your work into the music and then you see other people vibing with it and it gets you on a higher level.
Oh,
as
for
well.
Sure. It's a crazy feeling.
Yeah.
It's a crazy, literally, again, I was talking about this with someone else the other night. It's a crazy feeling being on stage like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just making people move and dance and
that's
feel.
That's why you got into it, right?
Like, that's literally exactly how I said earlier of like that. I was like, I want to do this because I want to make people dance. I want to make people move and feel, like, literally exactly what happens. And it's like a crazy experience. Like, for sure. It's kind of like surreal. And it's like, now I just want to keep doing it, but on just a much bigger scale.
Yeah. All right. We should wrap this up real quick. And
sweet, brother.
Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to say? Last few thoughts.
Let people
know.
If you guys aren't following me, you can follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, I'll put it in the description as well.
Put it in the description. I have my link in my bio for everything that I do, everything that I'm involved in. Mm-hmm. I do have an album coming out in July, so keep eyes out for that. I have a music video coming next month. Keep eyes out for that. If you decide to follow me on Instagram, you will literally see all of this. I have everything linked. All my content is posted there. It's very easy to find. It's very easy to navigate. Other than that, thank you. Appreciate you for having me on.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, of course. And I hope you guys enjoyed. Remember, aliens are real.
Uh-huh.
Consistency. Burger King is trash. And don't take your mom's Hyundai Sonata and go swing it inside of an intersection. That's pretty much all I have for you guys.
Yep. That sounds good to me.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Peace out, everybody.
Late.